Moscow apartment once her working day was over. Looking back, I think it was extremely brave of her to do this, and my heart is full of admiration for her dedication to sharing her healing in such a high-risk environment. My training as an energy healer. The fact that my mother's healing sessions took place in our home also worked to my benefit. From a very young age, I had the opportunity to watch the way she treated her patients and how she interacted with them, and I learned a great deal from this. My mother explained to me that the human body is surrounded by an energy field, or aura, and she showed me how to decode its vibrational pulse, or frequency. I became familiar with the wavelengths of particular illnesses, as well as those of health. My hands learned to memorize the energy ID of various medical conditions and to deal with blockages in the aura. I was also coached on how to channel healing energy to harmonize the aura. We'll be looking at these aspects of energy healing in the book. During my healing training, my mother emphasized the importance of creating a bespoke approach to each patient's needs and of offering them guidance for self-care that would perfectly match their unique energy ID. Even now, this is the ethos of my practice, and it's one that inspired me to write this book. I received other powerful lessons too. Due to the repression of the Soviet government, it was impossible at that time for healers, spiritual teachers, and parapsychologists to meet in public and openly discuss healing and spiritual matters. And so some would gather in the safety and security of our kitchen. Over tea and food, they would share their ideas and experiences and exchange handwritten translations of books on healing and spirituality that had been smuggled into Moscow from abroad. For me, it was such an honor to spend time with these people and to absorb their knowledge. It was immensely beneficial for my spiritual growth to be surrounded by those who, despite the dangerous political climate and the threat of prosecution, had found a way to live in truth, to find their tribe of kindred spirits, and to share their healing with those in need. These extraordinary individuals honed my ability to cope with hostile environments and unfavorable circumstances, and to be undeterred by the opposition of skeptics. They demonstrated to me that no one can take away the freedom of our spirit, unless, of course, we allow them to do so. The gift of healing carries with it a big responsibility for practitioners to remain pure channels for energy.